A little before I gave in to social pressure and agreed to undergo biological treatment, I visited Gadi and Lichersky's workshop at an ashram in the desert. My objective was just to learn to write humorously and hang out with stoners, but very quickly, I realized it was no coincidence that I was there. During that weekend, I met many special people who helped me understand that there are other ways to heal oneself. Each one, in turn, told me that with a shift in consciousness and nutrition, a person can achieve a lot. Because I'm someone who always pays attention to the signals that life gives me, or at least I try to, I decided not to ignore this important life message and take matters into my own hands. A few weeks later, my dad and I went all the way to Safed to meet Rabbi Yuval HaKohen Asharov. To be honest, the word rabbi instantly put me off, but he came highly recommended, so I decided to give it a chance. When we entered the room, instead of fussing over my medical file that weighs more than I do, he looked at me and asked, "What happened to you? What difficult things have you endured that made you the angry and sick person you are today?" Something in my heart bubbled with excitement, because at last I had found someone who saw the world as I did. I was shocked that a rabbi had won me over in the first second of our meeting, but I held on to that as a sort of token guarantee and expected him to tell me to wear a skirt so that my cancer would be cured.